As you know, I was planning to spend my 65th birthday by standing right on the edge of Great Victoria Falls, which I did, but not without drama. There's a pool right on the edge of Victoria Falls called Devil's Pool, and it would be about 40 feet long and 30 feet wide and about 5 or 6 feet deep. And what you can do is you can dive into Devil's Pool and swim right over to the edge of Victoria Falls. And when you get to right to the edge of Devil's Pool, you are no more than 10 inches from the edge of Victoria Falls. But you don't go over the falls because there's a submerged knee wall about 3 feet deep that's been carved out over the last zillion years by the water going around in a big circle. And you can push yourself up against that wall and actually stand on that wall and or lean over and look down 388 feet to the bottom of Victoria Falls. To give you an idea, Victoria Falls is 5,200 feet, give or take a few feet, in width and 388 feet high. Niagara Falls is 900 feet wide and 162 or 63 feet high. So it's 5 or 6 times as wide, twice as high. It's thunderous. Anyway, in theory, you can dive into this pool and go right over the edge. So I fly to Johannesburg, spend a day there, hop on a plane, fly up to Livingston, go back in the jungle 16 miles, stay in a place called Tahita Falcon Lodge, fabulous spot. Get up the next morning, my birthday, January 15th, 2011. Get up about 7 o'clock in the morning, have breakfast, go into town, 16-mile drive into town in a four-wheel drive vehicle through muddy roads and going through little African villages. And I get to the Zambezi River where I am to pick up this tin boat that I had arranged a significant amount of time before to meet the fellow to take me down the Zambezi River to the pool, Devil's Pool. I introduced myself. He said, "I have bad news for you, Mr. Harding." I go, "What?" And he says, "There has been so much rain in Zambia and so much rain in Zimbabwe upstream that the water going over the little over Devil's Pool now is not 6 inches deep at the lip. It's about 3 feet deep. And we can't go in that." And I went, "Oh, Christ, what do we do now?" He said, "Well, don't worry." He said, "There's another fall. There's a little island right in the middle of the falls called Livingston Island. In fact, it's the place where David Livingston on the 16th of November, 1855, discovered the falls. And nobody knows it because it's not too popular. But right on the edge of that little island, between the tip of the island and the falls, there's a little pool that you can go into, and because it's in the lee of the island, it'll be okay. The water going over that won't be as 3 feet high." And I said, "Well, that's great, let's do that." So we hop in this little tin boat and we're going down the Zambezi River, and the Zambezi River is pretty pregnant at that point. It's moving along pretty good, and it's kind of like going down the Niagara River. And I come around a corner and I look and I see this wall of mist in the air about 2,000 feet high and this thundering noise. And I look at the driver, and there's three of us in the tin boat and the driver, and it's about a 13-foot tin boat with a 10 horsepower Johnson on it. And I said, "What in hell is that?" And he said, "Oh, that's the falls." And I said, "You mean that we're that close to the falls?" And at that point, we were about 300 yards from the edge of the falls, doing 10 miles an hour, which is about 15 feet a second, which means we're maybe about 30 seconds away from going over the edge. And he says, "Oh, no, don't worry." He says, "Because you see those line of rocks?" And I looked up ahead, and I said, "Yeah." And he said, "As soon as we get to those line of rocks, if we make a hard left, we can go diagonally with the current and we can end up hitting the upfalls part of Livingston Island," which was a teardrop shaped island. It turned out to be about 200 feet long and about 75 feet wide. "And then we can go across the island and you can jump in that pool." So we get to these rocks, and then he says, "Okay, hold on," and he wheels the motor, and we go up on about a 7 or 8 degree angle, and now we're going diagonally down the river on a diagonal, floating down the river at about 10 miles an hour. So for every foot we're going south, we're going another foot east. And we get into the lee of the island, he straightens it out, and we hit the sandbar at the end of the island at about 3 miles an hour, and the three of us go clump, 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 you know, forward, get up, run off the end of the boat. My buddy Steve says to me, "We've got about 7 minutes." I went, oh, okay, it's, you know, it's got, I got to be standing there at 11:23. So we run to the end of the island, and sure enough, the island comes to a point, and it's no more than about 35 feet from the edge of the falls. And if you look to the left, about 50 feet away, the water's just roaring by at 3 or 4 feet deep, 25 miles an hour. If you look to the right, it's going by roaring at 25 miles an hour, 3 or 4 feet deep. And it's going with such veracity and velocity that when it shoots out the edge of Victoria Falls, it actually goes out about 2 feet before it starts to tumble over. It's pretty dramatic. So I look at the rocks, and then there's little rocks going out about 15 or 20 feet, and I get there, and now I'm about 15 feet from the edge, and I look down, and sure enough, there's a pool, and it's about the size of this room. No, maybe smaller, probably about 12 feet in diameter. And he said, I said, okay, what do I do now? He said, well, you jump down into that pool, and you swim over to the edge, and there's a little knee wall there that will stop you from going over. And I looked at it, and I said, I don't see any knee wall. And he said, oh, no, it's there. And I said, well, how do you know it's there? He said, well, I can tell by the water that there's a knee wall there. And I said, well, when was the last time you saw it? And he said, well, it was there about 5 or 6 months ago. And I said, well, Christ, how do you know it's still there? And he said, well, I can tell. The knee wall's there. And so I said, okay. So I turned to my buddy Herb, and I said, Herb, are you coming? And he looked at me and put his hand on my shoulder and said, not on your fucking life. And I said, oh, okay. And I turned to my buddy Steve, and I said, are you coming, Steve? And Steve looked at me, put his hand on my shoulder, and said, absolutely, Rick, I'm going to come with you, but you know what? It's your birthday. You should go first. And I went, oh, okay. So I turned to the guy again, and I said, you're sure that there's a knee wall in there? He said, absolutely. And I slipped into the water, and I stood there looking at it, and I'm about 12 feet from the edge now, and I thought, holy Christ, like, this is insanity. I'm going to do a nice breaststroke. About 4 strokes will take me right to the edge. So, stroke number 1, stroke number 2, stroke number 3, and I'm just about to do stroke number 4, which puts me at the end of that stroke about 10 inches from the edge. And when I finish that stroke, I bang up against a wall. Steve yells at me and says, okay, I think we've got about 25 seconds. I get on my hands and knees. I stand up, and he counts me down. And the picture that I'm about to show you is a picture of me at the exact moment that I turned 65 years of age, standing on the edge of the Great Victoria Falls, soaked, with my pink sunglasses on, my white t-shirt that I had made up that said, January 15th, 2011, Rick Harding hits the big 6-5, my brightly colored Hawaiian shorts and a pair of cream-colored Crocs, and just to make it even more daring, when he counted down to 1, I stood there with my right leg on the wall and lifted my left leg up and hung it out over the edge, put my arms up as if I was looking up towards heaven, and they took the picture of me standing on the edge of Victoria Falls at the exact moment that I turned 65.